Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Virginia's governor and lieutenant governor are still on the job despite calls for their resignations.
CBS News correspondent Ed O'Keefe joins us from Richmond. Ed, let's start with Governor Ralph Northam, who admitted he wore blackface in a 1984 yearbook photo. Or did he? Where does all that stand today?
Well, he spoke with our colleague Gail King and says that he plans to hold on to his job, that he still has a lot of learning to do regarding race relations, not only in his state, but generally. And apologized yet again for the incident, saying that it's not him. He's still looking into it and doesn't really have a good explanation yet as to how it ended up on his yearbook page.
And then two women accused Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexually assaulting them. What's the latest in his case?
That's right. The first accuser alleges that he sexually assaulted her in 2004. A second accuser that came out Friday said that Fairfax raped her while they were students at Duke University in 2000. He denies both of those allegations, but does ask for due process, suggesting that local investigators in North Carolina could look into the situation regarding the allegation at Duke University. Perhaps others could look into the one in Boston. And he's actually also called on the FBI to get involved, not because he's a lieutenant governor, but because he's actually undergone two federal background checks when he was a federal prosecutor. And there's some suggestion that perhaps the FBI could reopen it and investigate the claims as part of those background checks, but no official word from any investigative body that they're planning to look into it. Fairfax presided over the state Senate again today, as is his usual duty, and insists that he's staying on the job.
A group of black leaders is supporting the top Democrats there in Virginia, kind of pulling back on calls for resignations. Could that be because maybe they don't want this ratcheted up so high that the state turns red?
That's part of it. I think also you saw a poll over the weekend from the Washington Post that found that 47% of Virginians want Governor Northam to stay on the job, 47% want him to resign, but notably about 56% of black respondents to the poll said that they think the governor should stay in office. And ever since those results surfaced late Saturday night, lawmakers who had been calling for the governor and the lieutenant governor to go have been mostly quiet today, avoiding our cameras and our questions.
All right, Ed, thanks for the update. CBS News correspondent Ed O'Keefe in Richmond, Virginia.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.